On this season of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR, our theme is reunions. Some that are planned, some years in the making, and some that catch us completely off guard.
I didn't know what to do. I had never been homeless before. So when I came through the door at the shelter, I was scared to death. But I remember seeing your face, and I was shocked.
In this week's episode, how a chance reunion in a shelter brought two women closer to home.
Meeting that day, honestly, I felt like, for once, divine intervention was in my favor.
I'm Jasmine Morris. Stay with us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Sotheby's Institute of Art, offering educational programs about the business of art and how to jumpstart your career in the art world. Located in New York, London, and Los Angeles. Learn more at sotheby'sinstitute.com.
Welcome back. In a typical StoryCorps interview, two people sit down together to have a meaningful, uninterrupted conversation about the things that matter most. These interviews are then archived at the Library of Congress so future generations can hear these stories told by the people who lived them. StoryCorps gives people the chance to connect and sometimes reconnect. Like longtime friends Barbara Parham and Jeannie Satterfield. They first met in the 90s.
We instantly got along. We clicked. And I had a nervous breakdown. You know, the crap hit the fan, splattered on the wall. And Jeannie, you never looked at me any different. And I always did appreciate that about you. So we used to see each other all the time.
But things just changed.
As it sometimes happens with friendships, they lost touch. They'd run into each other on occasion, at the doctor's office, once at a memorial service for a mutual friend, but they were leading separate lives. Barbara had been living with her mother so she could take care of her during an illness. And when Barbara lost her mom in 2017, she also lost her home. That's when Barbara really reconnected with Jeannie. This time, at a place neither of them expected to be. A homeless shelter.
When I got there, it was raining very hard. I get to the front desk and I just cried.
At that point, I was a licensed alcohol and drug counselor. And then all of a sudden, I was going to be unemployed. I couldn't afford anything at that point. And I lost my apartment, Barbara. When I came through the door at the shelter, I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. I had never been homeless before. But I remember seeing your face and I was shocked. I go, Barbara, and I waved to you. People were really astonished because they said, oh, you two know each other? I said, we go way back. So
I was disappointed for you, but on the other part, I was glad.
Yeah.
Because to me, from that day, my whole life just felt easier. It helped me to be able to talk to somebody, believe it or not, who was like me. We were like big sister, little sister, sounding board, coach, therapist for each other the whole time.
I remember when we first started talking about getting an apartment together, we said, hell no. And then I remember when I said to you, you know, Barbara, we really need to consider this roommate thing.
We're both in the same position. We both need each other.
And I just wanted to feel a part of a home, not feel as though this is my home, this is your home, it's our home. So we were able to get a place together.
What I did learn is you don't have to be alone. And meeting that day in that shelter, honestly, I felt like for once, divine intervention was in my favor.
I don't know where I would be if you and I didn't run into each other at the shelter.
Me either. This was a true test of friendship and time. And we've still had each other's back.
We've come a long way. And I can't fathom my life without you.
That's good friends and roommates Jeannie Satterfield and Barbara Parham for StoryCorps in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Next, Barbara and Jeannie invite us over. That's after this short break. Stay with us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Subaru, celebrating their 11th annual Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Earlier this year, Barbara and Jeannie moved into the apartment they now call home. It's south of Boston. It has fresh paint, a good landlord, and a newly updated kitchen.
This is what, when we walked in, I was like, oh, this is great. And then I saw the stove. I was like, I'll take it.
Barbara does most of the cooking.
That's my little thing.
And I'm in bed by 9. She's in bed by whatever. You know, but if she's not here by a certain time, I'm wondering where she is.
Yeah.
We get along. Most of the time, yeah. I'd say 99.9%, yeah. We get along. Bob had to tell me sometimes to mind my business. You know, in the same point with me saying to her, leave me the hell alone. Yeah. I'm anal. I can't help it. You know what I mean? So we've had our disagreements, but at the same point, we know at the end of the day, I'm not going to bed angry with Barbara. Yeah. And she's not going to bed angry with me.
And I can honestly say that Jeannie is my keeper. And I know I could say out loud that I'm her sister's keeper.
Absolutely.
And that's what I believe helped us through this whole thing. We had each other's back no matter what.
What makes me happy? That little bit right there with those four legs. Her name is Mama, Mamacita. That's one. Two is the fact that I get up and I go out in the morning. But I know that I can come home. I got a roommate. I got a friend. Yeah. I got somebody I can talk to. We're at that age now where it's about settling in and settling down. What we decided was no matter what, we're going to stick together and we're going to make this home. We're grateful.
Speaking of gratitude, we asked Barbara and Jeannie what their plans were for their very first Thanksgiving in their new apartment.
I'm still probably going to end up at the shelter serving. Mm-hmm.
Each year it changes. So now we're in a different position, but we're still going to get back because we don't forget where we came from.
That's it for this week's episode. It was produced by Judd S.D. Kendall and me. Our engineer is David Herman. Script editors are Sylvie Lubau and Danielle Roth. Special thanks to Jen Stanley. If you want to leave a voicemail for Barbara and Jeannie, give us a call at 301-744-TALK. That's 301-744-TALK. And tell us what you think. Write us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can record your own family this Thanksgiving. Go to thegreatlisten.org to find out how to get started. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Jasmine Morris. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everyone, I'm Stretch Armstrong.
And I'm Bobbito Garcia. We are the hosts of the podcast, What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito.
This week marks the final episode of our second season, and we're going out with our friend jazz genius Robert Glasper.
My earliest music memories are from my mom. She used to bring me to the clubs when she's performing, like doing her sets. So she would have me in the back room and have the waitresses she knew walking in, checking on me while she's doing her set. She would run off between songs.
Listen to the episode and our entire season
now. Listen to our entire season now.